Talk 550 KFYI, the lady at the center of the legal questions of the eligibility of Barack Obama to be president of the United States is Dr. Orly Tates Esquire. As fate would have it, she's making flight connections in Phoenix today en route to the East Coast. And Dr. Tates, welcome to KFYI.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the program.
Well, you were the subject of conversation in a big event we had yesterday here in Phoenix, KFYI SmackDown, and you find yourself in the thick of this legal battle, first with Major Cook, and then with another motion that you filed in court yesterday on behalf of Dr. Alan Keyes, among others. First things first, let's talk about Major Cook's case and what has transpired with the Department of Defense.
Well, they pretty much have shown their cards, and they have shown that they have no cards. The fact that so quickly were they willing to rescind the order, to revoke the order for him to go to Afghanistan, they're saying, okay, you filed the TRO, he doesn't need to go. It means that they have nothing. That they cannot go to court because they know that they don't have any proof showing that Obama is eligible for presidency. And what happened is that they just undermined, for the sake of covering up for Obama, they undermined our national security. Because from now on, each and every member of U.S. military can go ahead and file a lawsuit. Any order that he doesn't like, he's going to pick, you know what, I don't like this and that and three other orders. And what they will do, they're just going to call me and I will file a lawsuit on their behalf saying my client will not follow those orders because the commander-in-chief is illegitimate and any order coming down the chain of command is unlawful order, and that's it. We will have no military. It never happened in this country. This is incomprehensible. That the top brass of the U.S. military, Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense, and Michael Marlin, the Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, would undermine our national security, particularly in line of the fact that I have already submitted 8 dossiers. I submitted those to Department of Defense, Department of Justice. Those were submitted long before the latest hearings in both Keyes and Cook's cases, where I stated that I'm working with a licensed investigator who has 20 years of experience in Scotland Yard, 15 years of experience in this country, and we have found evidence, for example, that there are 140 addresses all over the country under the name Barack Hussein Obama. Those addresses are in national databases, widely recognized. And what is even more interesting, that those addresses are connected to 39 different social security numbers. And what is more interesting, that the social security number that Obama used quite often in Chicago, in Somerville, Massachusetts, where he went to Harvard, and even in Washington, D.C., it is a social security number starting by 046 that was issued in the state of Connecticut, and Obama never lived in Connecticut. And it shows that the owner of this social security number is 119 years old. Does he look like a 119-year-old to you?
Dr. Orly Tates, attorney at law, a legal crusader, it is safe to say, as she is taking on the ultimate legal challenge, proving that the President of the United States is not a natural-born citizen and therefore unable constitutionally to fulfill that role. Dr. Tates, a couple of points that come up here, and I realize your time is short, but as you were laying out the construct of Major Cook's case, you said henceforth you would be happy to bring other cases. Now, you are an American by choice. You came to this country. Yours is a stirring story of immigration and really enjoying the freedoms of the United States. Given your perspective, isn't this difficult for you to say, I'll continue to bring cases that could perhaps conceivably undermine national security? Or is the shoe on the other foot with Secretary Gates and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs with their unwillingness to go into court, to be involved in discovery, to really deal with the eligibility of the commander-in-chief?
To me, the fact that Department of Justice and Department of Defense not provide such information, that they didn't become my clients and didn't join my cases on behalf of the plaintiffs, is undermining our national security. This cannot continue any longer. And by the way, I've been working on this for the last 10 months, I mean, nearly a year. It took nearly a year to bring it to the forefront. I filed numerous cases. I went to the Supreme Court, and I have seen how people were intimidated, how they were harassed. If, God forbid, anybody would ask legitimate questions about Obama's eligibility, just a whole army of thugs were there to harass citizens. That reminded me, Communist Soviet Union. I got out of there. I'm not going back. That's it. I'm not going back to the communist country. And what Obama and his administration are doing, they're building a communist totalitarian regime. And it's the most appalling, it's travesty of justice that this man has elegance of sitting in the White House, holding the position of president and commander-in-chief, and being in charge of all of our nuclear arsenal while refusing to take 1 minute to sign a consent form to release his vital records. That's arrogance. This is total disrespect to each and every citizen of this country, and particularly to the members of U.S. military that are risking their lives for this country. And he cannot risk 1 minute of his time to sign a consent and show his original birth certificate, his passport, his immigration record. This is inconceivable. Just for that, he should have been kicked out of office. That's just spitting in the face to the whole nation.
Dr. Orly Tate's attorney at law, we've just chronicled the situation involving one of her clients, Major Cook, who had his orders rescinded, rather than the Department of Defense taking up and saying, well, here is the eligibility of the commander-in-chief. Rather than taking this case forward, the Department of Defense rescinded the orders for Major Cook. So that certainly, I think, could be classified as a victory for Major Cook and for Dr. Orly Tate's attorney at law. Dr. Tate, in the few moments we have remaining, you've been very gracious with your time. Bring us up to date on this motion that has been filed in the Central District of California among the plaintiffs, our friend, former Ambassador Dr. Alan Keyes.
Well, actually, I have filed 2 cases on behalf of Ambassador Keyes. As a matter of fact, the first case I filed back in November before the Electoral College, and that was in state court, and this case was filed in federal court on January the 20th, where I sued Obama as an individual for something that he did before the election, and namely committing fraud, namely concealing all of his vital records. And what is interesting, probably a lot of people don't know that, A, none of the secretaries of state ever asked Obama for the original document. They just took his statement of a candidate on face value without any verification. B, not too many people know that the state of Hawaii has a very particular statute, 338, that allows foreign-born children of Hawaiian residents to get Hawaiian birth certificates. Did you know that?
I had heard some talk about it, but again, you're saying that this is a specific statute, a statute specific to Hawaii that
Absolutely.
Allows for it. Isn't there a differentiation rather than technically being a birth certificate, it is a certification of birth, some sort of different legal term of art?
What it does, it says that even if you are born in Kenya or Indonesia or anywhere, you can still get a birth certificate in the state of Hawaii. And that's a problem. Aside from that, Hawaii has another statute, well, some statute, CA-5, that allows one to get a birth certificate based on the statement of one relative only. So if, let's say, he's born in Kenya, and his mother didn't want to bother going through immigration, paying immigration lawyer, she could simply go to the health department, sign an affidavit saying that he was actually born in Hawaii, not in Kenya, and she would get the same birth certificate from the health department of the state of Hawaii as somebody who was really born there, and who has a proper birth certificate from the hospital. And it's interesting that in spite of all the challenges, and there were over 100 lawsuits all over the country, Obama has never shown his original birth certificate. All he did, he has shown a computer image. Now, everybody knows you can Photoshop computer image any way you want. It's nothing. It's just a piece of garbage. I had one of my volunteers within 5 minutes Photoshop this piece of garbage that he posted on the internet and changed from Barack Hussein Obama to Barack Hussein Obama bin Laden. 5 minutes. And it looked the same. That's why people cannot go by the computer image. That's why you cannot go to DMV with your laptop and tell them, well, why don't you give me a driver's license based on this computer image? You have to present proper documents. A janitor who is working in the White House had to provide proper documents and get proper clearance. And Obama wants to continue sitting in the White House without providing any documents? What an insult to the whole nation. And we've been fighting this for quite a while. It just now, because of the urgency of Major Cook, it sort of came to the forefront, maybe because I used a new software where I could send it to many outlets of media, it sort of became more visible and more known. But this was a lingering question for quite some time. And moreover, what I need to explain to the listeners, that even if Obama were to show his original birth certificate that would show that he was born in Hawaii, that would only show that he is a citizen, still does not show that he is a natural-born citizen, because the definition of natural-born citizen is not only one that is born in the country, but also one both of whose parents are citizens. If you trace it to the time the Constitution was written, it states a natural-born citizen is one that's born in the country to two parents that are citizens of this country. And this is the definition coming from Law of Nations. It's a legal encyclopedia by Emeric de Vattel that existed at the time of creation of Constitution and the one that was used to write our Constitution. And it was quoted by John Jay, who was the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. It is quoted by John A. Bingham, the framer of the 14th Amendment, who states, natural-born citizen is one that's born in U.S. territory to parents, both of them, who don't owe allegiance to any other sovereignties. And since Obama's father was never a U.S. citizen, he came from Kenya on a student visa. Kenya was a British colony at the time. He had British citizenship, and therefore his son was a British citizen at birth. And because his father owed allegiance to another country, he was not considered a natural-born citizen. So, I mean, he really needs to go, regardless of where he was born. Even if he were to show the birth certificate, all it will show that he was a citizen, and maybe there is less of a legal problem, maybe less of a problem of criminal nature, but he still is not eligible for presidency.
Dr. Orly Tates, attorney at law. In closing, Dr. Tates, this is a formidable assignment. And we know today in the news that the White House is trying to intimidate the junior senator of Arizona about not taking stimulus funds or wanting to return stimulus funds. How much more so could an atmosphere of intimidation come against an individual citizen who happens to be an attorney by the name of Dr. Orly Tates? Do you have any threats come your way? Anything happen to you?
Absolutely. Not only I had threats where people have written to me, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to assassinate you, I'm going to burn your body for the whole world to see. I had tampering with my car where somebody removed a clamp and disconnected a hose of fumes emission system where the fumes, instead of getting out of the car, were going back to the engine. The engine was overheating. My whole car nearly blew up with me and my three children in the car. And I have reported this to Orange County, California, FBI. I have reported it to the Sheriff's Department, and so far nothing was done about it. I had problems where somebody changed the email address on my blog that was connected to PayPal account where people were giving donations for my cause. Somebody tampered in order for me not to give donations and not be able to continue with their legal action. I reported this to FBI and the police. I'm yet to see any movement on part of FBI and police. I had another case, Lightfoot v. Bowen, that I filed on behalf of a vice presidential candidate for Ron Paul. They were write-in candidates on the ballot in California. And Bowen is the Secretary of State of California. This case went to the Supreme Court of the United States, and Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, agreed to hear this case in conference by all nine justices. And it was on the docket at the time of inauguration. It was supposed to be heard on January the 23rd. And then the next day, right after inauguration, on the 21st, somebody erased this case from the docket of the Supreme Court of the United States. Talk about harassment and intimidation. And hundreds of people were calling the Supreme Court and complaining. I have confronted both Justice Scalia and Justice Roberts. Chief Justice Roberts, I have reported this, and I demanded an answer. And so far, I'm yet to get an answer in regards to this issue. It is my belief that Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, is supposed to go on national TV or radio and announce that this is unacceptable for the Supreme Court of the United States, that something will be done about it, that there will be a formal investigation, and whoever is culpable will be punished. But that did not happen yet. And by the way, I have confronted Justice Roberts in the forum during his lecture, during the question session after his lecture in Moscow, Idaho, and it's on video on YouTube. As a matter of fact, you can go to YouTube, enter my name, Orly Tate, O-R-L-Y-T-I-T-Z, or you can go on my blog. My blog is orlytatesesq.com, O-R-L-Y, T as in Tom, A-I, T as in Tom, Z, E-S-Q, like Esquire.com. Go to archives on videos and you will see the video, me presenting this question to Chief Justice John Roberts, and he owes an answer. Department of Justice owes an answer. I provided them with information showing that there are numerous social security numbers for Barack Hussein Obama on the national database. And what is interesting is that his grandmother, Madeline Payne Dunham, used to volunteer in the probate department of Oahu Circuit Court. Probate department is where you can obtain social security numbers of the deceased. That's extremely dangerous. I mean, for all we know, the social security number 046 is the social security number of a deceased person.
Dr. Orly Tates, you have raised so many questions. We are going to hope to visit with you again in the not-too-distant future. Yes. In the interim, safe travels to you back to the East Coast, and we hope to talk to you again soon.